Yesterday, I had the chance to sit down briefly with Michigan Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow of Delta Township. As is sometimes the case, we learned of the interview opportunity not too long before it happened. Still, we took advantage of the chance. I first asked Senator Stabenow about the upcoming presidential debates between Republican Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, who Stabenow has supported from the start. Given Trump's larger-than-life approach in a live setting, I asked if she thought there was a chance he could narrow the lead that Hillary Clinton now enjoys.
Absolutely not. I have to say the operative word there is character. I mean, this is somebody who is a character. He's a reality talk show host who has spent his life hustling people and conning people and has gotten where he is by doing that. But he's left an awful lot of small businesses and workers who've lost their jobs, their health care, their pensions in his wake as he's done that with his bankruptcies that always seem to protect him but hurt other people. And so this is somebody that I think should be very worried about standing up against probably the most prepared and knowledgeable person to ever run for president of the United States.
Last month, we learned of pro-Clinton bias at the Democratic National Committee under Debbie Wasserman Schultz. How do you regard that whole episode?
Well, we had a very spirited primary race between two terrific people. I've worked with both of them. And first of all, the good news is that we all agree on the goal. We just debate the different ways to get there. How do we get to debt-free college? How do we get to universal health care for everyone? How do we get to more American jobs where the other side wants to go in the exact opposite direction? So in this particular case, I think there were some folks, there's a lot of people that work for the DNC, but there were some folks that sent inappropriate emails. I think it was appropriate that the chair stepped down, and that should resolve it. I don't think that the emails or the efforts there made any difference in terms of the outcome of the election, but they were inappropriate.
Do you expect Hillary to spend much more time campaigning here in Michigan?
I know that she will be here. I know Michigan is very important to her. She's got a lot of ground to cover, but she has been here. I know she'll be back. Tim Kaine, Senator Tim Kaine, who's a dear friend of mine, has been here as well. He's a wonderful choice for vice president. I know that he will be back, as will other people. Michigan's an important place. We're an independent lot. And so I'm sure we're going to see more campaigning here.
Could she come to Lansing?
She might. I would certainly love to have her come to Lansing. And I've been inviting folks to come to Michigan State. We want to show them some Spartan power.
And we haven't forgotten about your pledge to chug a beer if Hillary is nominated. Has that happened?
Well, what I indicated was that if she made it all the way. So we'll see if that happens.
Oh, yet. It wasn't just the nomination.
I have to go back and take a look at it. I think it was all the way. But either way, I haven't done it yet. So you're reminding me I need to go back and take a look at exactly what I pledged. It was Senator Claire McCaskill going back and forth Twitter. So she hasn't asked me about that yet. So I will have to go back and talk to her about that.
Senator Debbie Stabenow, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.